The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, as you know, last week the second graders received the sacrament, right? So how about if we congratulate them? Stand up, please, and turn around, and let us give them a round of applause. Great, so have a seat. Now, this was your second sacrament, right? What was your first sacrament? Baptism, very good. Now, I remember last week that some of you were nervous about going to receive the sacrament, right? So now, who would like to share with the first graders how do you feel after they receive the sacrament? Yes, come on over here. So you guys can be prepared for next year, okay? So listen to them. Just tell them how you felt. Go ahead, you can hold the microphone.
It was kind of scary, but then you got kind of used to it.
Okay, very good, thank you. Someone else.
It's kind of weird, but then once you talk to the priest, you don't feel nervous.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, no, the boy.
Kind of scary because, like, you never know what could happen, but also just go along of what your teacher said for you to do.
Okay. What happened now, since you know what happened? Do you want to tell them kind of what happened?
What happened was when I was up, I was feeling kind of nervous because, like, you never know.
And then?
And then once after I talked to the priest, I feel a little bit better about all the that.
Was the priest nice?
Yes.
Was I the nicest one?
I don't know about that.
Very good, because you know you only go to one priest, you don't know. Okay, something else to add to it. Yeah, come on in.
Kind of scary, and then after you talk to the priest, you're kind of a little bit more happy.
Very good. Thank you. Okay, last person. Turn around, Sylvie. Yeah.
It's scary when you first go up to the priest, then you feel like good about it.
Very good. Now, did the priest give you a hard penance to do?
No.
No. Okay, it was easy, right? It was a prayer that you know. Very good. So you see, guys, next year you don't have to be as nervous. You know now from your friends how it went, okay? But again, thank you for sharing. And that's great that you're willing to share your experience with someone else. I think that's a lesson for all of us adults to share our experiences and invite people to go to Mass, to confession, and Mass also when we invite them to. Okay, I think I don't need this anymore. Well, yeah, well. Okay. So in today's gospel, Jesus told us that we should be humble and not exalt ourselves. Exalt means be proud, that we should be humble instead of being proud. Who can give me an example of someone who's humble? What would a humble person do?
They would pray to God and hope for the best.
Okay, they would pray for God because we know we can't do things on our own. What another example of being humble?
You can help a person if they have a lot of stuff in their hands and they need to open a door.
Very good. You can help others. That's a sign of being humble.
Showing kindness to one another.
Showing kindness to one another. Let's see some of the second graders if you have examples.
Give food to the poor.
Okay, give food to the poor.
Help people if they're hurt.
Help people?
Help people if they are hurt.
Okay. Help people if they're hurt. Very good. Let's get one more.
You can treat others the way you want to be treated.
Very good. You can treat others the way you want to be treated. All of these are examples of being a humble person, right? Why is it better to be humble than a proud person?
Because you won't be treated as much.
Okay, because you'll be treated the same way?
You'll be treated good instead of being treated bad.
Okay, because you'll be treated good. Let's see someone else here.
Because people won't want to be your friend.
Because people don't want to be your friends if you're a proud person. What about if Jesus, would Jesus care more about us if we're humble than if we're proud? Right, because one of the reasons we do it because Jesus told us to do it. And Jesus wants us to be happy in life. And like you said, if you act proud, then, you know, people will not like you. They don't want to be your friends. Okay? Okay, you must have something important to say.
People might not want to be friends with you because you're bragging too much.
Okay, exactly. So we do it because we want people to treat us the same way, but we do it also because that's how Jesus wants us to act. Was Jesus humble? How do we know that he was humble?
He wasn't mean to anyone, and he wasn't self-centered.
Very good. He wasn't mean to anyone and was not self-centered. And he told us to do the same thing, right? Not to be self-centered. So remember the two L words that we're going to do during Lent? Need some help? You know, ask a friend? Okay.
He died on the cross for us because of how kind he was.
Very good. That's the greatest example of humility. But remember, we said there's two words that start with the letter L.
Love and listening.
Very good. Love and listening. So today the word we listen to is to be humble, right? And the way we get to show our love this week is by being humble with others. So to practice, you know, what you heard, try to do it during this week of Lent. Try to do acts of humility with your family and friends and with your teachers and everyone else.